Good afternoon, everybody. When I started doing presentations in English years ago, I asked my former boss at University of California in Santa Barbara about my English, and he said, the language of the world is not English, but broken English, but nevertheless, I'm going to try. I chose the title for this presentation, Free Search Engines Equal Free Access to Knowledge, and you see the 10 topics I'm going to talk about listed here, and those topics are... Okay, get closer to the microphone. Oh, that's better. You see the 10 topics I'm going to talk about in more detail listed here, and they are divided into two parts. The first part is up to topic number 5 that deals about the current situation, the state of the art of search engines, how it is. And the second part from number 6 to 10 deals about what we can do against it or how can we might improve the situation. And the main focus I intend to talk about is this number 6 and 7, the concept of free search engines, how to develop a concept of free search engines. So nevertheless, I start with number 1. Who am I? Let me check if I find out. Okay. My name is Long and Complicated, coming from Hanover University, and I'm we're doing research in search engines since several years. If you're from Germany, you might know our main product, MetaGer, the German meta search engine. And years ago, we started going into inventing original search engines too, because the meta search engine is always dependent on the search engines which are queried by the meta, so we went into this development too. But this is just the start. Now, we look at the general situation, how it is right now, the global players. The general situation in search engines is dramatically changing right now. You probably all know. 1 year ago, we had 12 players in the field. This year, we have maybe 3 or eventually 5. We have a strong focus on just one. You all know it's Google. In Google, it's becoming a monopolist, which might be overtaken by an even bigger one. You all probably know about the bigger one I'm talking about. If we have a fast look about the development of the market shares over the last years, you see Google is still increasing. We're going to focus a bit more on these market shares later on, just for the start here. I'm going to these first slides pretty fast because we won't go further and see how we can improve the situation. So 1 year ago, we had Google with a market share about 67%. You can see here all the names you probably know, Yahoo down to Alta Vista, and a lot of them operated own crawlers, meaning they had software which wandered over the web and collecting the data. And if we do have a more detailed look at the market share, a year ago we see it here, Google, then followed by Microsoft and Yahoo. And if you compare this list, top 20, to this year, you see Google has increased to 75%. And even the two strongest competitors, Microsoft and Yahoo, have lost market shares. And the other ones are going even more down in importance. So we can say this year only those three, Google and Yahoo and Microsoft, are still in the business. And if you want to see the top 20 list again, more details, it comes out like this. And the 75% of Google is just the minimum value, because several of those are just delivering Google results. T-Online delivers Google, AOL delivers Google, so this already sums up to 80%. So the Google market share is already about over 80%. This is a German market, sure. Thanks for the question. Yeah, that's considering the German market. And it's a special view on market shares, how to investigate market share that might be under discussion. These are the data taken from referrer logs of websites. Hmm. Now, if we do a more detailed look to the market leader, to Google, then we can we have a lot of disadvantages. I have a list here. Let me see if I can shift it. Yeah. Point number one is obvious. We have a dependency on a monopolist which might control everything. Nevertheless, he mustn't do it, but he might do. Then we have a lot of technical disadvantages. We won't go over this list of 10 topics. Probably the most important one is number 10. It's ever so easy to cheat the Google ranking, and it's a whole branch of web business now. The search engine optimizers, the SEOs, are earning a lot of money by cheating Google. Number three topic there is we have no checking of trustworthiness into Google. Google takes everything. Nobody knows if the information is true on it or not. Yeah. Fun? You want to even?
Number three there.
Number three? Oh, yeah. Shouldn't go in too much detail. The invisible web. Shall I really start about the invisible web? I mean, is it a term that is known to everybody? So, okay. The invisible web usually is considered to be that part which is just generated on the mouse click of the user. Usually, web pages on servers are statically files residing on the server's file system, and if someone requests it by a web browser, it is delivered from the server to the web browser, and it is shown in the format with the web browser makes of it. Now, this is the most well-known part of web pages. The other part are web pages which are not really there as files. They are just generated on the fly if someone clicks on it. Now, this part of web pages are normally not taken by search engines because they have a dangerous background. What a web crawler does, when a web crawler of Google or some other search engine comes to a dynamic web page, to a web page which is generated only if someone clicks on it or if the web crawler simulates this click, the web crawler might be trapped on that site if that site contains errors. If this automatically generated web page has errors in it, it easily leads to the fact that thousands and millions of false web pages are generated. The web crawler normally doesn't recognize it, and he takes so much load of the web server, breaking down the web server. It really annoys the web server maintainers, and the search engine maintainers might run into legal problems, filing a lawsuit against them. So normally search engines avoid these invisible or dynamic web pages. And that's why Google just indexes a small content of those. Google takes some of those, but only a very few percentage. So this was about a bit out our main focus. Let us first look into the niches. What's going in the niches, in the small search engines? We might distinguish three kinds of special of niches. First, we have search engines targeted at thematic domains like hobbies, like scuba diving, or like hotel reservations, or like science, where we are in. Or they might focus on certain geographic domains like countries or regions or something, and there's already a list on the web with lists more than 3,000 search engines focusing on regional targets. Or they might be focused on special services like meta crawlers, what we do, or on very nice things like Cartoodas, you might know, which does a beautiful job on information visualization. Or they might focus on what we just heard about on Nudge on the right-hand side, or like Wikipedia, which comes on, or the Open Directory project.
Pardon?
Yeah. Good that you asked. Everything I is showing here is available on the web. It's an HTML on the web server metagear.de/WOS3. Now you can click on it and then you will find it. I have a topic in here, semantic web, but this is a pretty long topic, and I think we should skip it here. If you're interested in, we might go into it after it. my intention is now to have a look what we can do against this monopoly situation. And this starts here. We have two chances to fight monopoly. We could do it by one centralized search engine, which is not privately owned, whose independence should be or must be guaranteed by surrounding institutions like committees, like government organizations who guarantee their independence. This guarantee is with a question mark behind it. You never know if so much power is in one hand, if there are influences in between the committees, if the lobby workers are working hard, or how this monopolist might be influenced by their surrounding committees. This is the first disadvantage. The second is one single search engine trying to index real important parts of the web. They need a lot of money. It's probably known that Google runs in the range of 50,000 personal computers, and already in this hardware there's a lot of money which has to be investigated, and then all the organizing and the overhead and so on. So if someone would prefer a centralized solution that can never be guaranteed that is really independent, and second, it depends on a lot of money. So in our opinion, it would be much better to develop an independent structure of search engines, to have the independency of the search engine by the structure of the search engines. So this can only be a decentralized concept. Like the internet comes from the idea of decentralization. So this idea of decentralizing search engines should be in the search engine business become important too. So the structure that should guarantee the independence. There will still be a slight dependency on the money. Sure, there must be money there to run it, but this money will be spread over a lot of institutions, and it is only a small amount of money per institution. And overall, it, from first calculations, it should be much cheaper than to have everything in one building, under one company. What we have is, nevertheless, we have a strong dependency on the structure. The structure of such thing, of a decentralized search engine, depends that the structure is very well organized and very well coordinated. So we have a look how this structure might work. So this is named a concept of decentralized free search engines. Oh, thanks a lot. No problem. So I think we have five requirements for a concept of decentralized free search engines. First, we need free search engine software. And thank goodness there are people who are developing such software, like Doug Cutting just explained and lined out. So looking right now at this, the state of the free search engine software which we have, we might distinguish three kinds of free search engine software. This is for small installations, for a small amount of web pages, say in the range of some 100,000 or 100,000 or 200,000, with the well-known HTDIC software, which runs on a lot of sites. For medium-sized software, we have a solution which is comes from Russia. It's ASPSeq, able to index up to some million web pages. We use it in our computer center, and it runs quite well. It's a well-established software. What we do not have now, that is Nudge, and we are all waiting for Nudge. With Nudge, we would have the ability to index by free search engine software in the range of, a billion web pages or something like that.
We've demonstrated over 100 million.
100 million, that would be a great number.
To
it would be really great if such free software is available. So when we have it, what can we do with it? We would like to install very many search engines in the range of several hundreds, say, per country. And our first thoughts obviously go into the German domain. For Germany, we would need in the range of some hundred of those smaller type search engines. Now, who might run those search engines? Reliable institutions. Who is reliable? First of all, I hope the universities, libraries, companies. All those institutions who usually already are running search engines. Most universities have a search engine for their campus web, which indexes probably in the range of some 100,000. If they index not 300,000, but say 600,000, that wouldn't take much effort. The software is there, the people are there to run it, the servers are there. So if we start with this nucleus, this core of already of institutions which already do run search engines, then we could spread out from these this structure of small-scale engines over other institutions. Now, nevertheless, if we have in the range of some hundred search engines, no user would click over some hundred search engines. We would need meta search engines to combine these results coming from the several hundred ones. We need the meta search engines as umbrellas to get all the results together, like our meta search engine meta we are already running. Now, if these meta search engines would be able to not only get the results of this number two search engines, but of the commercials like Google and Microsoft too, that would be a real great advantage. Then there would be, under this umbrella, there would be, in any case, more information than on Google. Now, topic number five is probably the most important. This can only work if it is really well organized, in a self-organizing coordination. Now, let's have a more detailed look into all this. What role do play the meta search engines in that concept? The meta search engines are the umbrellas. I have a slide behind this, the meta search engine versus a search engine. I'm not very sure if everybody is familiar with the difference between a meta search engine and a search engine. Shall I go in it? Or let me ask and raise your hand who is not very sure about the difference between a meta search engine and a search engine. If you're really honest. So it's just two, so we need that later then. So... if we have meta search engines, we avoid the need of one big search engine. The meta search engines are able to query hundreds of search engines, but one meta search engine cannot query hundreds of search engines. That would make too much traffic, too much maintenance. So we had to form meta-meta structures, meta search engines which query the other meta search engines. So we would end up with a structure like this, the meta-meta structure. On the lowest line, we have the web pages themselves in the range of some billions. Over this layer, we have the original search engines driven by free search engine software like ASPSearch, like Nudge in the future. Over that, we have a layer of meta search engines, and over that, we have the top layer of meta search engines. So if a user who doesn't know where to go into the structure, you can always go into the top layer of meta search engine 1, 2, or 3. And there should be at least 3 to avoid this monopoly tendency again. Any of those 3 should be interchangeable.
Interchangeable.
So any one of those 3 in the upper structure.
Why would we need exactly 3 layers?
No, it might be 2 or 5 or something. It shouldn't be just 1. At least 2. For a case of reliability, if someone has a power breakdown, or if someone tends to develop a monopoly and bring the others out of business or something, it should be at least this. Let me say, burden of opening the knowledge of the world to the users. It shouldn't rest on one shoulder. The shoulder should not be Google, should not be Microsoft, shouldn't be MetaGear, should be not on one institution.
I mean, it seems obvious why we want to avoid monopolies in the search engine business, but I don't get as yet the difference between having competition on the same level between, say, 10, 15, or 100 search engines and your three-layer structure, be it 5, 7, or just three layers. What is the difference between competition on the same level and coordination between three layers or several layers?
What is the? Let me try to understand your question. What is the difference between? Or maybe we should discuss this later. That would take us away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. If the metas are querying the original search engine, it would be optimum if you have meta search engine software which cannot be blocked by the original search engines. Momentarily, we have the situation for any meta searcher that if Google don't likes us, they can block us by IP blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by IP blocking, Google or any other search engine will see in their log files where the request comes from, and if they don't like us, they block us, that's all. And to avoid this situation, the meta search software, the request should come from the client, from the personal computer of the user. Sure, the search engine can block the personal computers of any user too, but then they cut themselves off the internet, so they can't do it. So what is needed is meta search software, which is distributed by a central meta search engine, but which which puts the query from the client side, from the user's PC. Then the search engine is not able to block it, because they can't block any PC on the internet. This software is not available yet, but we are working on it. So hopefully...
yeah.
Pardon? Yeah, they would block the anonymizer, no problem.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Your question is...
I got the impression if you mix use cases, then it might be not the job of the search engine to do an anonymization. This is, it might be a job of a different component. You know what I mean?
No, sorry.
For me, these are two very different use cases.
One is different use cases?
Use cases, yes. A different functionality.
No, it's nobody's anonymous. Anybody is identified by their IP address. The Metasearch server has one single IP address. And if a Metasearch server puts thousands and millions of queries per day to a search engine, they reckon and block the IP address. Now, any PC on the internet has a unique IP address, but they will never send thousands of queries to a search engine, so there's no need to block it, and if they would block it, they couldn't, because they can't cut off the personal computers. Okay, now, important is the organization of all that, and this organization could hopefully be like Linux-like. There would be several distributions of free search engine software, like ASP.seq or Nudge, and there would be distributions of different meta-search software. All this has to be organized. This is topic number four. And what we need is, if this concept of hundreds of search engines, if they really can work together, they should use a simple standard interface. This is topic number five. And a simple standard interface should really be simple. It should be something like this. The requirement, first requirement is it should be simple. It could be ever so simple. There should be no SOAP protocol, no XML, no RDF, no semantic web, no anything. It's so simple that the query which comes to the search engine should be a simple GET request, like in this.
That line here.
And the answer which the search engines and the meta search engines should give should be standardized too. It should be one single line of ASCII per hit in a format like this title, URL, description, and eventually additional. And we already use this standardization on our meta search engine MetaGear, and it has proven really useful, and we use it since years. And it could uniform this structure and bring it, all those search engines together. Now the self-organizing coordination. How might this work and what is required? What we need people. First of all, we're looking for the people who already are doing the job, people who are running search engines at universities, at libraries, at companies, and spread out from there the knowledge and spread out the search engines and let the whole system grow, let it grow kind of organic way, not by a concept coming from here and from tomorrow you have to do that and that, but this has to be discussed and developed, and it has to grow in an organic way. We need resources, sure, we need money, and we need a development program. This has to be specified in more detail, and it has to be discussed under a lot of people, people like you are here right now, and in news groups and in web forums. It had to be discussed, and a lot of details have to be talked about. Then, if we would have a client-based Java Web Start meta software, like I just talked about, which can't be blocked by the search engines, that would be fine. But I'm not sure about the legal side of this. We might need legal advice. Would this software be legal if the search engine can't block it anymore? Would eventually be necessary a change of laws, like number 7, to allow the distribution of this kind of meta search software? I don't know. The lawyers have to think about it. Okay. Yeah, I think I can try to summarize it. The global situation is dramatically changing. It's changing towards a monopoly, and this threatens the information society. I think this point is clear. And I doubt that any search engine out of niches, even a search engine software like Nudge on its own, will be able to change that. We need a structure of decentralization. A decentralized structure based on very simple concepts. They may change that. I've outlined a bit of this concept and a simple standard interface, which has to be discussed in more detail, is available. And the organization and the managing of this structure, this is the main important point. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.